So you've heard you need brand values, but what exactly are they and how are they useful? We're going to get super clear on exactly what your values are and how you can use them in today's episode. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. So more and more consumers want to buy from brands and show that they've bought from brands that they are aligned with, that they feel are familiar to them and that stand for something that they stand for too. Essentially, they share the same values. This is really important because there's this sense that the brands you buy from are showing off a little bit of who you are. What is it that you think is important? What kinds of business practices are you okay with? Do you think a lot about the business practices? A lot of information is transmitted by the brands that you buy from, and even down to whether or not you prefer brand names or not. And of course, even if something is not a brand name or they don't have a little logo on the sweater, there's still a brand behind it. So really, ultimately, more and more people want to know who it is that they're buying from and what that business stands for before they make their buying choices. In this climate, you need to stand for something and you need to feel really confident that you know exactly what it is you do stand behind and that that is being transmitted accurately to your ideal clients. Having clearly defined values will guide your actions, and that's really why this is important. Yes, your values can show up in marketing. It can show up on your about page. I have from time to time posted about our values on our Instagram feed because I want to make sure people know what it is that we stand for, and to a certain extent, telling them explicitly can be really, really helpful just to make sure that there is absolutely no room for confusion, that we have really, really strong principles. But really, the words that you choose for your values are meant to be attached to actions, and they're meant to guide your decisions in business and your behaviors around your business as a whole, and also how you interact with your consumers and your employees. Some very practical ways that we use values is when deciding who to hire. So in interviews, there are going to be questions that most well-established businesses ask that are around, do we really share values with people before? So in fact, at my very first full-time job, which was in marketing, I was asked a question where the person asking me was saying, basically, do you like or do you align with our four guiding values? They were this value, and he couldn't remember the last two. But I had done research on this company. I'd also worked for them in summers before, and I was able to fill in, oh yeah, trust. And at this point, I don't remember the other one, but they were super, super clear to me, and I felt really confident about them. And I felt, oh, I have really stood out at this interview. So it's a really important thing, both like if you're actually applying for a job like me, but also it's a great example of how, whether it's explicit or not, it will show up in some way, shape, or form in the interview, because we want to make sure that our team members are good culture fits just as much as they have the skill set that we're asking for. On top of that, it should always be a part of your onboarding. So the vast majority of my business's onboarding process, and this is down to subcontractors, right? So even people who are not part-time or full-time employees often will go through an onboarding process to get you to know your business. And so a big chunk of ours is actually just dedicated to values, because it's guiding every single interaction that we have with clients, with each other. So they go through a process where I've recorded little videos talking about what these values mean, where they come from. And there's a worksheet that goes along with it where they can reflect on how will that value impact their choices. And we'll go into some specific examples later in this episode. Okay, so it's time to dive into how do you determine what your values are, and then how are you going to implement them? So in the description box on YouTube or in the show notes on the podcast version, you'll find some links to really great exercises, like a value sort that you can actually, if you prefer to do things in the physical world, you can actually print it out, cut them out, and these are all individual words. So like independence, autonomy, peace of mind, these are all in the value sort. So basically you go through and you say, okay, this is so important to me, and this doesn't really matter to me at all. And you'll find that there are a lot that matter, but don't fall quite into either category. What we want is to get to approximately, well, no more than 6 in the very important to me section. That is what your values are drawn from, is what is very, very important to you. And like I said, no more than 6. I've seen a lot of businesses do 4. I've seen a lot of businesses do 5. But in my case, I find it a little bit hard to encapsulate everything about a founder, about an individual, into only 4. So that's why I'd like to give my clients a limit of 6, because making sure that you do have some limits on yourself will help to make sure that the decisions are streamlined and that nothing is contradicting in your decision-making process. And from a practical point of view, it's also easier for your employees to memorize between, 4 and 6 and to be able to make their decisions based off of them too. And keep in mind that the values you choose are going to need to last the lifespan of your business. Just like with you, most of your values were determined at a young age, right? So our values are informed by our parents, they're informed by our cultures, and basically by the ethical code that we live our lives by. And for most people, the values don't change drastically. Our specific opinions might change, our careers might change, but oftentimes, values are the guiding principles of how we live life and what means a good life to us. They aren't going to change. And this is just as important. In fact, it's more important with the business because it has a very specific existence. And so you want to make sure that these are values that you truly stand by, that will stand the test of time. They should live beyond you, especially if you're considering leaving a legacy business to the next generation of kids, or if you want to sell your business at some point. It's really, really important that they be timeless. Okay, so let's say you have chosen your top 6 values, and let's say that one of them is inclusivity. So I'm going to give an example of how you connect a value word with actions. So this is really, really important. Once you've chosen your 6, it's really important to grab a notebook and start to think about, what does that mean in action for me? How do we live out this value? Both myself, how can my employees live it out, and how does it impact our relationships with clients, the products we develop, etc. So I'm going to give you examples because it's probably the easiest to work with. Okay, I'm going to read. So this is an inclusivity example that I wrote for one of my clients. So you're going to want to tailor this for yours if inclusivity is one of your values. So inclusivity. This means, in my business, I strive to provide equal access to my services for all, with a particular awareness around culturally and economically marginalized groups, as well as businesses that support these communities. And so, without getting too specific, something that you would probably want to consider at that point is, what are the communities that I am particularly involved in? Does this mean that I come from one of these communities? Does this mean that we have a charity that we partner with that is focused on a specific community? So this is an example of how you can tie really specific action to make sure that you are living out those values. Because saying it is one thing, you want to make sure that all of your actions are congruent with your words. Because both in terms of, I think ethics, but also because your customers will be able to tell. We have very, very savvy consumers in the 21st century. And so we want to really respect their intelligence and their ability to pick up on what is authentic by living out those values. So the more specific you can be, the better. It's going to help you in the long run. That's really what I mean by this point. Okay, we're going to go in a different direction. We're going to look at one of my business's core values. So autonomy is one of my top core values, along with peace of mind. That's the other, or inner peace is actually how we describe it in my business. Those are the top 2 out of all of our values. So I'm going to show you the definition I wrote for autonomy. This is quite concrete. And like I said, it's taking into consideration what it means for me and for my team. Okay, autonomy. We all get to choose our work hours, our work locations, and how to fulfill our tasks on a day-to-day basis. As long as our work gets done and we meet deadlines, or we communicate if something comes up, then we're autonomous individuals choosing to be part of a bigger team. So now it's your turn. Look at the values, words that you've written down, and connect what it means to live out that value yourself, what it will mean for your interactions with your team, for team members to live out those values, and how it influences the products or services you choose to provide and customer relations. So for example, this might be a little easier if one of your top values is communication. So when you think of communication, how do you communicate with team members? Is it about frequency? Is it about the language choice? Is it about being really upfront with communication? And then also, how do you communicate with your ideal customers? So same questions, but also to what degree do you communicate things, right? Are you going to be sharing things after you're passing it by your employees? It's really important to think about the nuances, and you can still come up with a really like one-liner summary, but it is really important to think through it, because when you do it now up front, it's going to be much easier to deal with difficult questions in the future, to deal with difficult choices, to know where you're going to take a stance, what you're going to do publicly, what is meant to be more private. So just having these set guidelines that are really grounded in ethics and your values will make it much easier to feel good about the decisions you make in the future and to be congruent in the eyes of your customers. So here are some final questions to consider. What reputation do you want to build for your business? What kind of experience do you want your employees to have? And what kind of experience with your products and services do you want your customers to have? What kind of customer service experience do you want them to have? Most importantly, and what really wraps all of this up, is the question, how do you want everyone who interacts with your business to feel? Because of course, as Maya Angelou said, and I want to make sure I get the words right, so I am going to be reading it, at the end of the day, people won't remember what you said or did. They will remember how you made them feel. Your values will make sure that everyone feels the way that you want them to when they interact with your business. And if you'd like professional support with really coming up with clear brand values, as well as your entire brand messaging, they are quite foundational to all of it, but there's a lot more that goes into it. There's defining your brand voice. There is doing market research. There is creating this lingua franca with your ideal clients, your brand archetypes. There's a lot that goes into brand messaging beside values, although they are so, so fundamental. So if you're looking for more support, then I would recommend that you check out our brand messaging Bible experience, where we put all of your sales and marketing language into one book, and this will guide your entire business. Like I said, values guide your decision making, while all of this messaging will guide your sales and your marketing choices, language, copywriting, services, etc., for essentially the lifespan of your business. Because like values, most of your messaging isn't going to change frequently. And in fact, you'll have better results if you're consistent about it. It's not going to change as frequently as your logo styling, for example. So check out the link in the description box below on YouTube or in the show notes on the podcast so that you can learn about our brand messaging experience. You'd be doing it with me, and you can consider booking a call with me to talk about if this is the right fit for you. Thank you so much for joining me today. It was so great to share this time with you, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.